Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful day. This is the last show of the year. Can you believe we're closing out 2015 already? So in honor of this very last show, we're going to do a bit of an overview of big takeaways from this year and also take a look into 2016. And Elizabeth and I are going to share some messages, insights, and themes that are already coming through for the new year. So grab a pen, settle in for our very last third Wednesday of the month. For those of you who are tuning in live by archive for the very first time, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world and maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello there, and hello to everyone listening. Yes, we are winding up 2015, but we will have lots of news for you throughout 2016 as well. So, yeah, we are winding up such a big period, you guys, and we're glimpsing ahead. So one of the biggest things to talk about before we even start to look at 2016 is for you guys to know that what the end of 2015 means is that we are all done. I know we talked about them for years, so it almost seems like, did that really happen this past calendar year? But two huge trends were, of course, the series of seven Pluto-Uranus squares. You know, we all went through those huge, yeah, from June of 2012 until March. It was just this past March we finally finished those. And because they're so big, you know, we were still shaking off that energy for months into this year. And, of course, the other big story that coincided with that was Saturn, CERN, stoic Saturn, going through intense Scorpio. You know, that trend was from about October 2012 and finally just ended for good just past September when Saturn finally moved on to Sagittarius, you know, for the next couple of years. And, you know, I just really needed to put that back out there so that you guys could stop and go, wow, this is a huge reset. And the image that the guides kept showing me was actually kind of cute. They kept showing me almost like a cartoon of a washer and dryer, and one of those washers where you look in and you see everything tumbling around. What they showed me was like your favorite pair of warm, snuggly pajamas. So, you know, but if you guys really felt like you went through the ringers and you think about where your life was, where you were, maybe geographically, emotionally, in your career, you know, in 2012, you know, whatever you were going through and how all of that has just been, you know, like maybe you've just been picked up like a little chess piece and put somewhere else, or you were co-creating it, you have probably gone through major, major transitions in these past 3 years. And just sort of like the warm jammies coming out of the dryer now. You know, you just shake them out,
yay,
you know, get some wrinkles out and get the fuzzies off, you know, clean out the dryer sheets, you know, and the little filter, you know. And so just I really had to give voice to that part and that piece because, you know, we are coming into some very new energy, as you are talking about, but we would just have to acknowledge the breadth and the depth and the scope, really, of the cycle that we got to really finally bring to conclusion in 2015, never to return. And, you know, some of us will live another 30 years to see Saturn go back through Scorpio, but the seven Pluto Uranus Scorpio channel, all done with those.
Yay.
Yay. And so just a big sort of wow, looking back and letting those pieces still just, you know, be settled and let yourself ground into where you are now, what your perspective is, how those things altered you. And I really think that's important, you know, as we do that end of the year inventory and we get ready for summer solstice, which is coming late Monday night. Summer solstice for the southern half, winter solstice. You gotta watch me, Christy. Winter solstice, which is coming. That was a good shout out to everyone in Australia, right?
Yep. And, of course.
You know, and So, it's winter solstice for most of us here in the Northern Hemisphere and coming. And so we do a lot of going inward and taking stock and planning. So we're going to talk all about that today. But I just want to, you know, talk about that period that we are really done with and give you guys a lot of credit, a lot of support, and just to help put what's coming up next into perspective. So yeah, we're
huge.
Through quite a lot. Yes,
absolutely. And I think for so many people, myself included, there were so many times in the 3-year block of the best. I mean, it was so intense that it almost felt like you couldn't catch your breath. You would get through one thing, and then it would just feel like it just kept coming, kind of like waves in the ocean, where it just felt very challenging and depleting, and just kind of like one foot in front of the other, just keep going and keep going. And it feels so good to know that that's done. We did it. We made it. And I think, yeah, been there, done that. And I think for so many people, it is because the intensity was just so consistent over that 3-year block, it almost felt like there wasn't time to say, like, wow, that was really intense. And like, okay, let's try to kind of extrapolate some lessons and things. It was like, nope, now to the next thing. And that's a really long time to go without having any reprieve. And so I think it is a really important time, this kind of transition as we get ready for solstice and as we get ready to close out this year and the beginning of 2016, to take that time to really kind of reflect and acknowledge how far we've all come. And really kind of let it soak in a bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It just is such a thing of you guys listening, you know, maybe take some time to make that cup of tea if you have a fireplace, you know, to sit down by it, or just create some quiet space with peaceful music, a candle, to journal and say, I was here in 2012, what was going on? What were my biggest problems? What was I coming out of? And any, you know, crises or traumatic events or, you know, just big shifts that you've gone through over these last few years, sort of giving yourself some time and space to write about them, think about them, and doing any release work. And then, yes, then we can start to draft the future and write our ticket, as it were, to 2016, because we had so many amazing and incredibly supportive aspects coming in the new year. I am truly calling 2016 the year of health, wealth, and happiness. It's so full of earthly support, meaning planets going through earth signs. There's going to be not one, not two, not three. We usually have three Mercury retrogrades. We actually have four. And the first one is right around the corner. I've already started, you know, feeling that one. I just know anymore there's like a disturbance in the forest. But all four will be in earth signs, and they will actually be making trines and conjunctions, some of astrology's most supportive aspects to both Jupiter, very expansive, supportive planet, and Pluto, intense planet, but again, a shapeshifter, you know, something that helps us with transformation. So we are going to be talking a lot about the economy this year, you know, 2016. We are going to be talking about personal finance. We are going to have the opportunity to transform our lives in that area, as well as health and daily routines. Christy and I have been on you since September. about that particular subject, but I can't even begin to explain how important, but really the reward of it is being such a clear channel for the life that you want. And Dick guides over and over have repeated since last night, they've just been on me, that expression, you know, your body is a temple. And, you know, we hear that, that one's been around, you know, for ever. But to really think about it, and of course this is Mercury, so we can think in Earth signs, you know, and connecting with Jupiter in Virgo, another planet rule, you know, the sign Virgo is ruled by Mercury. There's so many correspondences there. I just keep being guided to remind you guys the body is the temple, and we are going to be setting a lot of goals for ourselves, both physically, financially, things that manifest in the physical realm, because as the sun rolls into Capricorn this year, of course, Mercury is already there in Capricorn. Of course, Pluto, you know, which was part of all those squares, is in Capricorn. So those are some strong alliances, but there's going to be a lot of support in the new year. And of course, you know, retrograde means we're going to be refining things and reorganizing them quite a bit. And so I think, you know, you have angel messages, which I'm totally excited to hear. I'm like, I can't even get any angel messages today. I'm coming to the show just as well as, you know, doing these with Christy. And so I'll get into some specific dates. And, of course, I want to give the Capricorns their due, because I feel like these poor people, it's like everybody's like, here's your Christmas/birthday present. And then we, all the astrologers, we pile on and we're like, okay, here's your 2016 overview. By the way, happy birthday. It's so unfair. So they have some stuff. There's definitely some stuff we'll talk about for the Capricorns. We'll do a little bit of that, but I definitely want to hear the angel messages and you guys to hear the angel messages. If you like to do those now, Christy, how are you?
Yeah, gonna... absolutely. Okay, absolutely. And I love, again, how they just fold together so beautifully. So the messages I have today are from Archangel Michael, perfect for closing out strong and getting ready for the new year. And so the messages are a little bit kind of different today than they've been throughout this year. So we have a little bit of messages for getting ready for the new year, and some messages about the new year, and then kind of like a little bit more underscoring for what we can be doing now. So the first part is really looking at what we can do right now, and very similar to what Elizabeth and I have already been talking about, that there's a deep calling for coming back to center, getting quiet, and clearing out clutter and other physical things and emotional things that contribute to white noise and static on the lines. So when we have a lot of physical or energetic stuff around us, it leads to stress, tension, and frustration. And this keeps us from hearing our angels and messages from our higher self. And we're really being asked to literally turn off noise, so turning off machines and cleaning out and clearing away tons of stuff to prepare for the new year. There's a really strong emphasis on creating a clean space for the new year to begin in a light, bright, and then I was shown a crystal clear way, kind of like a clean slate, but that it's important to not just say, I'm starting a new chapter or have a clean slate, but then a whole bunch of schlock everywhere. So it's really important about getting all of these things done now so that you can organically be ready for the new shift. There's a really strong message about pulling your energy inward, a focus on getting strong, eating really, really healthy, exercising regularly. And this one kind of sounds not that great, but it's really important. Really important to sweat, to detox from the inside out every single day. And that was really important, this message about like actually working up a sweat. And that all of this is part of the clearing and preparation for the new year, as well as this new cycle we're going to be moving into. And there is a deep call for rest, renewal, and restoration, and a strong connection between strengthening the body, fueling and feeding the body, and resting the body. And that those things are a huge priority. And it's going to prepare us for, again, the new cycle so that we can hit the ground running. And I keep seeing that 2016 is going to be a really big year for new beginnings, which also means it's going to be a big year for endings. So there's going to be a lot of change for people. I especially see that things that people have been working towards for some time, to where there's even this quality where some people are feeling like it's never going to happen. Guess what? Things are going to hit this coming year. It's really important to be ready to be able to move through those big changes when they arrive. And being physically and emotionally strong and fueled is a key component to moving through those changes more easily. So there's going to be a dropping away of things and people that have been hangers-on, so to speak. So including relationships that have been repeating negative cycles, that's going to stop and end. There's a huge call for this year to lighten the load, and things are going to just drop away to make space for this overall lightening and realignment to a life that resonates more deeply with us on a true level. It's all about making space, because all of that stuff is going to just start supporting and hitting for the new year, and there has to be room for those things to move in. It's really important to work on priorities and say no to white noise and distractors. So this time, excuse me, is a time of review of what we know our true calling and priorities are, as well as taking some time to invest in changes to our schedule so that we can actually invest in what brings us true joy and a sense of fulfillment. And the next 6 weeks is a really big time for restructuring, reevaluating, and reworking some of the things that have been placed on the back burner, while also, again, focusing on self-care, rest, renewal, exercise. Nutrition is really huge. Hydration is a really big message. And just start now. Don't wait. All of this is actually part and parcel of the big shift, and I see a big forward motion as we get to the middle to end of February, which will match the quickening happening in the Northern Hemisphere around that same time, and a big focus on balance and pulling reserves inward so you can prepare for that big surge of energy and change coming in the next around 6 weeks from the beginning of the year. And to remember that all the change is for the greater good, but prepare now so you can create smooth pathways towards that change. And that's what I have for this.
Wow.
That's what I have for this cycle, yeah.
Again, I love the correspondences. I just, you know, we say this every time, but it's so true. We don't sit there and compare notes, let's cover this, cover that. We just, the guides and the angels just come in and show us. And so I just love that they're asking us to clear our physical and space in our bodies. That's so powerful for people who maybe have access to a sweat lodge. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But when you do work out every day to the point of sweating, you're just creating your own little sweat lodge, you know, right there.
Exactly.
So that is just fantastic. Yeah, getting the toxins out and, you know, other parts just coincide, like not letting them in. As much as we can, you know, and the people who work maybe in offices or places where you can't control the environment and you're getting air or water and all that that's impure, you know, taking time to detox like that, so powerful, weekly detox baths, detox teas, any of that stuff, you guys, super big, because our friend Jupiter is in Virgo, and Virgo is all about the health, and I'll get to that, but I do want to give our Capricorns their due, and I want to talk mm-hmm. to you guys about a few of the aspects that are coming right out of the gate as we turn the calendar over to 2016, and of course, you know, they will reverberate, and interestingly enough, they kind of set a tone for the year. So right at the beginning of the year, we have on the first, Mercury moving into Aquarius, where it will only be for about 4 days, because as we said, it's getting ready to go retrograde. And for you guys who really watch the Mercury retrograde, December 19th this year, we go into the shadow of this one. That'll be coming back to 14 degrees of Capricorn. On the 3rd of January, Mars is going to move into Scorpio. Mars in Scorpio and Sag in 2016 is a big deal. We probably don't have the time to cover that today, but we will be talking about it in the future. It is an important aspect of Mars in intense Scorpio and then connecting with Saturn and Sag. On the 5th, that Mercury retrograde begins, and so that you guys know, it ends on the 25th of January, and that is mostly, again, going to be in Capricorn. So these themes really big. On the 7th, Jupiter also goes retrograde in Virgo, two Earth signs. So we have, you know, double retrograde happening in Earth signs. So again, redo, recalculate, recalibrate, reorient things. Anything beginning with re, we pretty much do. But because these are so connected, again, Mercury is the sign that Virgo rules. And Jupiter, of course, is trying to expand, and it's also getting us to our higher self, in the sense that it's a planet that in its, you know, older form in the ancient astrology was connected with the gods and those higher realms of awareness. So again, the body is a temple, it's a physical manifestation of the divine. The 9th of January is that new moon. Christy is talking about a reset or a reboot. You know, while, think about that, it will be a new Capricorn moon while the sun is in Capricorn, and while we have Mercury and Jupiter just beginning their retrogrades. And so the other part about that is so much Earth energy, but this is also asking you guys to set goals for 2016 and understanding you have a whole year to achieve them, and how much daily work, because that's another correspondence here. Virgo, where Jupiter is, rules our daily routines. You know, how, you know, those goals are, you just chip away a little bit every day. I have a wonderful Sag client who called me about halfway through, it was something like 5,000 hours she had to do for counseling to have her degree, which I think you can relate to, Christy.
Yes, I can.
And you're there, you're in school, you know, most people are piling on debt, and you're wondering, oh my God, is there light at the end of this tunnel? And bless her heart, I heard back from her this year, she has set up her practice, tunnel through, and that is so much the energy that we talk about when we deal with Capricorn issues. So what is your mountain? What is your Mount Everest? And that's not about dreaming the impossible dream. It's about dreaming the possible dream and taking steps every day to get there. Capricorn is one of the I'm trying to think of what is the most determined sign, and it'd probably be a tough battle between Taurus and Capricorn. And the thing is, those aspects with Virgo and the planets, you know, Jupiter in the North Node in Virgo and the planets that will move through Capricorn, and of course Pluto staying there the whole time, are going to trine Taurus. So they're going to get a lot of earthly support, and even though we'll just have moons passing through Taurus each month, you know, the moon passing through that sign, the Tauruses are going to get a benefit. All the Earth signs, you Capricorns and Virgos, will especially, you know, be supported. But anyone can look at their chart and figure out where do you have some planets in Virgo, where do you have some in Capricorn, and where do you have them in Taurus, because we're going to get support there. And, of course, Mercury will go through Taurus in the sun this year, you know. So those guys will be there activating the trines and conjunctions that happen with all this Earth energy. So, again, a lot of support. And I want to go ahead and give you guys I'm going to just give you guys the dates of those Mercury retrogrades if you want to jot them down. And I want to note that the Jupiter retrograde, before I do that, it actually ends while the Sun's in Taurus. No wonder I'm thinking Taurus so much already. So it's a long retrograde, though, January 7th through May 9th. And the way the guys showed me that, but they said, if you guys work hard the first half of this year, and Capricorn is not afraid to roll up its sleeves and head up that mountain, the second half of the year will fly by, because we also have a Mars retrograde that will be happening the first half of this year. And again, if you think of training, physically training, and maybe with extra weights on, once those come off, you fly. You really, really do. And it was interesting because I was looking at all the Mars stuff that's very slow the first half of the year. Mars is our drive and ambition and our energy. And it's going to get waylaid because of the retrogrades. But when it is done at the end of June, you know, again, we get such a push. So just kind of know, as you work towards things, as you set your intentions on that new Capricorn moon or on the winter solstice, you are in for work. Those things don't, generally with these aspects, I would not expect to see them happen overnight, but just know that what Capricorn does well is it earns its success, and it is definitely the sign of success. It's the 10th house, and this is what I would call wealth. But that is a state of mind and a state of being. It's not, some people will equate it with a figure in their banking account, and that's cool. Of course, Capricorn, you know, rules institutions and banking and all that stuff, and no doubt we're having the Fed raise the rate for the first time in 7 years as we do the show today. That stuff comes up, but really remember, wealth is a state of mind. Do you have the luxury of time? Do you have the luxury of doing what you want to do in your life? And I know we're going to run out of time, so real quickly, those Mercury dates, because Mercury's fast. the 25th of January, the 28th of April through May 22nd. Well, you know, Jupiter finally comes direct. August 30th to September 21st, 22nd, depending on your time zone. Then one more, in case we just didn't get it with the first three. From the 19th of next December until the 8th of January 2017. So much Mercury connection here in Earth sign, but given where Jupiter and Pluto are this year, really something to make the most out of. And again, I call it the year of health, wealth, and happiness. And I just wish those things for everyone listening.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. As always, amazing. And I know we're running short on time, but I want to make sure people know how they can connect with you to have a private session.
Oh, my gosh. Pop over to Elizabeth Oracle. And if you're listening in real time today, do it by 5 p.m. Central today if you want to be registered to win an autographed deck of the Fairy Tarot cards by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. Radley is autographing two decks. So if you're on my email list, you have a chance. You have two chances to win for the first drawing by 5 p.m. today.
Perfect. Oh, awesome. And if you feel guided to schedule a reading or healing with me to look at some specific changes happening in your life, just come on over to the site, ChristyMAyala.com, and right there on the front page, opt in, and you get a free MP3 and reduced price on your first session. So we'd love to work with you if you feel guided to have some additional one-on-one support. And if you are listening in real time, I'm offering a free call tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Pacific to offer you some support in decompressing from any tension or stress and helping you come back to center as we move deeper into the holiday season. And if you go over to the event page and click on that tab, you can find all the information to sign up and get the free call-in numbers. Thank you so much for being here, Elizabeth. It's always wonderful to have you here. Another amazing year of shows and fun. Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a joy. It's really a joy.
And thank you so much to all of you who've listened today live and by archive, and everyone who's listened all year. We really appreciate having you here. And as always, yeah, it's such a treat for us. We are wishing you a very happy holiday and a happy new year. And we look forward to more connecting in 2016. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.